like that. We went around and when they coming home, just at the corner, of, very far away still. But then he remembers squirrels. Then he come galloping, 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 fast, fast. He's come, Peter, and come near the box. Sniff, are they all right? Mm. Oh, yes, they're there. Very happy. Mm. He's sitting near the box, wagging his tail. Yes, they're there. He's going to take care of them, you know. He was so sweet and loving, Peter. Every time he's doing, he went for a walk, a big walk, and then when he came near the house, near that straight road to the house, from there he would come galloping, galloping, and then sit near the box and very happy, and so on. So then that was, the squirrels got big and we let them go. Then after some time, you know, Money came with a baby crow. I said, what are you doing, Money? Why are you bringing a crow? It's not nice to bring a crow in the house. We don't like crow. No, no, it's a baby one. Yes, it doesn't peck. No, it doesn't peck. All right, keep it in the same box. So he brought the squirrel box, put the crow inside. The crow was the baby crow, but it was grown up. I don't know how it fell from the nest or what happened, we don't know. Anyway, we kept the crow, and the crow was not very lucky. In our thing, we say we must not touch a crow. Among Zoroastrians and Hindus also, they don't like touch a crow. But we say it's only a superstition.
In Goa, the Christians eat them.
Yes, yes. A crow, it's not clean to eat a crow because they eat dead animals also.
Yeah.
But other things, what is this? Anything, a cat will eat anything that's moving.
Yeah.
But crow is not nice. Oh. Yes, go on, you know. I don't think we'll be hungry after, but we'll be hungry after listening to the squirrels, they're eating the nice milk and what do you call it? Bread and milk, but we don't think we like bread and milk. I've never liked milk. Yeah, I never drank milk. I must have drank a few times, but never liked milk. Baba Dari. So then, anyway, we gave Baba a surprise. Wrote Shiva with bareback. But she wasn't holding, she was standing there. If she had moved, I don't know where I would have held her. No, there was nothing to hold on to. But her mane or what? No, it was impossible. So it was good she didn't move. But I made brave to climb on her back. Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
Jai Baba. I'd have been a bare back rider, you know, galloping Jai Baba around the compound.
Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
Jai Baba. Jai
Baba. Clock in the night, so I must have my one. Jai Baba.
Hey, Ruby.
See you. Must be 15 days after this.
Honey, I'll be glad.
I saw you last at Baba's.
I've been staying out of Maribon a lot.
Ah, yeah.
Did you used to go to bed so late
for Baba's? No. Half past 9, 10.
Do you want the
bonnet? Nobody
here.
It's painting now.
Yeah, yeah. Which one had her?
And Kitty would always say, you know, wrong pronunciation. That was more funny than anything.
They were all the size? No, no. They're different sizes.
Hmm? Yes, that is Jean Adrian.
You know, when came there.
One time. When Norina is, then nobody's pretty. Ah, oh, yeah, yeah. Norina looks very beautiful. Like queenly, very. Of course, the picture she had not come on. I mean, a small photo. Otherwise, she's very lovely.
Oh, no.
It was a sari and the dance, Indian dance. Every country has different Baba cult and so on. Still, the whole house is very. So it's very nice.
Now have an instant sleep
line. This lullaby, Baba.
Oh,
Bing Crosby's lullaby, Brahms' lullaby.
I'll sing my only song.
Love that song very much. Brahms' lullaby, do you know? It's the one he preferred voice. Bing Crosby's voice.
Brahms' lullaby.
What's the two?
Which is the one you left?
Better luck next birth.
Baba, 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 Be happy in this love.
But Mary,
wherever you are. Yes?
But Mary,
I'll come, but not for this kind of thing.
No.
Just
hello. Hello, yes. Oh, yes. That's expected. That's okay. And it, Meru? Ah, the pillar.
You want to start now? Or you want to wait?
Yeah, we can start. Before that.
But my story interwoven in another story, it becomes like this, so I haven't told every bit of it. I've just told the part where we actually left home and come to Baba. So I want to continue from when we, as we are leaving home, that I want to tell on the thing, what is it called, receiver on the tape.
Yeah, good, fine, we can do that.
Yeah.
I just want to clear up one thing, Mira. You know, how old were you when you left home and came to Baba?
What? How old I was? Yeah. 16.
You were 16?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, you mentioned Baba's sister-in-law called Khorshid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Khorshid. Now, Khorshid really, Mama Fuina Pandis, na? Mama Fuina. What do you call them? Mama and Fui means Khorshid's father. Father and was a father and a mother. Mother, a father was mama. Mama to Baba means how would you say? No? And Khorshid was daughter of of this mama. But who's a mother? Mother is a different person. I don't know how they're related, but she was married in the family, cousins. Dala Masi was sister to Sinmai. But how is Khorshi related to her by blood and Mavrisi? And that I forget now. Hmm? Big Khorshi, not a small Khorshi, not related at all. Big Khorshi.
The daughter in law of Shirinma.
That we know. But he wants to know the relationship. Don't you want to know her mother and father or something? What do you mean? She's, of course, daughter-in-law to Srinimai, but daughter-in-law to Dhaula Masi, because Srinimai's first son was Jamsid, and Jamsid, Baba, Srinimai gave the child away to Dhaula Masi, means Dhaula Masi had no children.
Right.
So Sinmai gave her firstborn to as Dhaula Masi's child. You know how this adopted?
Adopted.
Yes, the son was brought up as Dhaula Masi's son. Baba was born second. That you know. But now, what did you want to know?
Okay,
she's daughter-in-law to Dhaula Masi or Sinmai. Sinmai's son is by blood and bone. Yes. How do you say? Jamsid is Sinmai's real son, but he's adopted by Dhaula Masi, so she becomes daughter-in-law to Dhaula Masi because she always lived with Dhaula Masi, Masi's aunt.
Right.
Worked in a house and stayed with her husband in the house of Dhaula Masi, not Sinmai.
Fine. Okay.
Yes.
Got that clear. So,
but,
last time, I think, just in case you wanted to know what we finished on, You had told the story of your making the dut path or whatever it turned out to be.
No, the basundi, just basundi. Dutpak.
Yeah,
and it turned out to be not quite right and all that, yes. But then we stopped there, did we? And I told you that we went to Ahmednagar to stay there. Baba told us to wait. Stay there because we have left home now, you see.
Yes, yes.
So we don't return.
Came, right.
So we don't return home.
Right.
We go and stay at this Mer Nazar, means Khushru quarters, where Adi's places, but not Adi's quarters on this side. On the, what do you call this? Trust side in that veranda where Faram's rooms are. There are two rooms. One is a very tiny room my mother used, and the second room also was given to us. Very, quite, what do you call it? No furniture, anything, just carpet, and we were. Girls using it. Khorshi used to come to stay with us, and Dolly and myself, three of us only. Piroja did not come to be with us because she wanted to be with him. She had not much, what do you call it? Not much friends. Not, yes, she was friends, but Not so much like Dolly. She actually loved us, like friends, you know, very chummy and like that. So we three stayed together in the room. She used to also rest with us in the night also, all the time stayed with us, Dolly. And of course she came from Bombay. So we three were there and Baba told us to stitch shirts. I told you all that, didn't I?
Yes, you told us about stitch for the poor.
Yes, and yeah. Baba gave prasad and the shirts, and that is all told.
Right.
Now, I wanted to say about this, that when I come here every time, this...
Don't worry. Just keep on our watch, David.
No.
Pardon me? You want me to help?
I just keep an eye on this, make sure it's cool on there.
Wait just a second.
Okay.
Coffee. It makes my throat dry also. I don't know what all happened.
Okay.
Yes, I had left out telling you that when we were leaving home, we had these two horses in the stable and a servant or two. But my mother, when leaving home, she did not want to tell the servant that we are leaving for good, because if we did, then it would be quite a business, you know, about the pay and this and that, and who's going to look after the place. So they were there, and we just said we are leaving for another place, and that was not wrong. We were not lying. Anyway, so when we left, and my mother said that everything would be to us, that, you know, in the house it was not just furniture. There were other valuable things also. There was an iron safe which had many jewels, you know, gold jewels, whatever it was, my mother's wedding time, she had not put in the bank. The bank was a lump sum, whatever you call it, what do you call it, capital? Whatever it brings in the interest and all that, that detail. But this is that my mother said, we just put a padlock to the house and leave everything to Baba. Baba wants us to come with one trunk and one bedding roll, and that's all is our possession now. So she had so much love and faith in Baba, so she left the whole house just like that, put a padlock on it, and I said, Baba will take care of everything. And so we started for Ahmednagar. And Baba came to know through Rustam. I said, as soon as we came to Ahmednagar, Baba sent Rustam, is Meru's father, to our place in Pune to see to everything, because the house is, everything was just, can't be left on the servants. So Rustam must have sent word to say that there was this white horse. This is what I'm saying, because Rustam must have told Baba, because Baba sent for the horse, and it was, this white horse was in Mehr Abad, and Baba kept, sent it, from, I mean, Baba sent this horse to be brought to Mehr Abad, where he kept it. Where Baba kept this horse in one of the rooms in the old building, because there were no steps to that room. There was only one step, and the horse can step over one step. And I've, when I went to Ahmednagar, I've seen this white horse in Mehr Abad. So there must be some reason for Baba to have this white horse in Mehr Abad. Now someone, two, three people told me, but now I had no sense to ask Baba himself. I had no idea. But in those days, somebody told me that Baba was, for 1 minute, on the horse, back, on this white horse, with others holding the head of the horse. Of course, I'm sure they must be, because... Anyway, I was very happy to hear about this, and there, now I find that there was a great significance to this, because Baba has now become to know his mount is a white horse, you know, the avatar, Kalinga avatar. Kalinga avatar is always, the photos also is on a white horse. So, that part I had forgotten to tell you, and so, that's all. Now, we want to say, Which story to tell? Yes, I can tell you about my mother's experience. When my mother has to go to, when we were in Pune, my mother has to go to Baba Jan, and she came to know about Baba. So when Baba came from Bombay, Baba used to tour around India and then for some days to be in Bombay, for some days in Pune. So my mother was given the message that Baba has come to Kasbape, it means Patti's house, Hindu Baba lover. Baba stayed very few days. So my mother and my aunt, that is Padri's mother, they both used to go to be with Baba. And there used to be bhajan and, you know, singing Baba loved singing and bhajan as well, these devotional songs, Tukaram's bhajan Baba loved. So other bhajans also, and different parties sang different songs, different bhajans. So, when the darshan program was over and singing was over, then they were taking darshan and going home. Everybody had left, very few were still going. Then after they left, just a few close ones, that is the Mandali maybe, who there must be Vishnu Master there, Baidul must be there, I don't know who was there, I was not there, and just the very first ones were there. And they were tidying up the place with too many flowers here, then, you know, coconuts and so on. So they were tidying up the place, and so Baba turned around to see the side and saw my mother and my aunt seated on the side of Baba. And, yes. So Baba looked at my mother and asked her, did she want to say something? So, does she want to ask anything to Baba? Ask Baba anything? So my mother had nothing in her mind to ask. She had just come to be with Baba. So she was, she was a bit, not surprised.
Startled.
She was wondering, there must be something that is to be told to Baba, and she doesn't remember it. And Baba knows there must be something, that's why Baba's asked her. So what can it be that I want to ask Baba? But she had never thought of asking. So she thought very hard, and by the time she's thinking, she told Baba, I don't remember. So Baba gave her time by looking around the other side, talking to the man, saying something to somebody. And so Baba turned around next minute, and my mother remembered what she would like to ask Baba was, my sister was depressed, and she had no appetite. She could not eat, and she did not eat well, and she was not keeping well. So my mother just thought about this and told my father. My mother told Baba about this, and so Baba looked at my mother and said, take her to Udwara. Now, Udwara is a place which is a pilgrimage place, biggest pilgrimage place for the Zoroastrians. So my mother, in her mind, she must have thought at least, because Udwara place being a pilgrimage place for the Zoroastrians is a religious place. So what is this place going to do? Instead of medicines, Baba has not prescribed medicine or see a doctor. And Baba said, just go to Udwara. So my mother was a little puzzled, but she had faith in Baba and love for Baba. And so she said, yes, Baba, I will. And so she obeyed Baba. She wanted to obey Baba. And then after a little while, Baba again turned around to my mother, asked her if she wanted to ask him anything else there was to ask him. My mother again was a bit, taken aback, you would say. And she tried to remember hard, what must that be now? There must be something, and I don't remember. And Baba knows, and he wants to know about, hear about it, but I've forgotten. So she said, oh, Baba, there must be something, and I've forgotten. So Baba, I looked around again, talked to the men, they were manly there, tidying up and all. And after a minute or two, Baba turned around, and my mother remembered. Now this is a thing that I must tell you. What she wants to ask is how it came about that she wanted to ask this question is that it's another little thing that I have to tell you separate. In the house where we were staying, number 9 Todivala Road, that house was sold to us by some very wealthy Parsi family. Their name was Todivala. They were lawyers and all, so they were, wealthy people, but somehow they didn't want this house. It's far away. And they had sold it to my mother. So my mother was friendly with this family. This family, season time in Pune, they used to come from Bombay. They had a very lovely place in Bombay, near house. Season time, the whole family used to come to Pune for change. Change means in Bombay you have all houses and streets and all that. In Pune they had a garden, open their fields around. It was very lovely to relax there, to have a good change. They always came in seasons. And my mother went to see them in the evenings. The elderly father and mother were elderly, their sons and daughters were married. Now only one girl was not married, and she was the eldest of the daughters. So my mother, though, she used to go and talk to the mother of the family, the elderly woman, others also. And then one day it happened that this elderly daughter, who was not married, she was alone with my mother, and she opened her heart to my mother to tell her that all her brothers were younger than her, the sisters were younger than her, they've all got married, and nobody has arranged for a marriage, and somehow no offer of marriage has come, and so now she's getting on to be 40, and what will happen if her her parents, who were elderly people, when they die, where will her home be, where will she live, and so on. And so she had told her mother what was in her heart, So my mother felt very sorry for this girl, this young woman. So when Baba asked my mother, what is there, is there anything you want to ask me? So this is what came to my mother's mind, that she would like to help this girl. So my mother told Baba that there's a Parsi young woman who's nearing 40 now, she's nearly 40, but still no offer of marriage, and nobody's done anything about it, and she's unmarried, and she's sorry for herself, I don't know what to say. Anyway, she wants to get married, we have home, and she has elderly parents, and after them, how can she live alone like this? You see, my other brothers and sisters were all married. So Baba looked at my mother, and there's a smile, Baba said, take her also to Udwara, Yes. So my mother again was a bit puzzled. Says, now what will Udwara going to do? Living city in Bombay, here, there, she never had offer marriage, and this Udwara place is rather out of the way place, and people just go there to pray and all that. So my mother, in her heart, she must have thoughts, but really speaking, she had so much faith and love for Baba that she wanted to obey Baba. She said, yes, Baba, as you say, I will take her to Udwara. So When my mother came home, she told us girls to get packed, we are going to Udwara, and we didn't know anything about that. She had been to Baba, and she never told us about Baba. We were like, how old is school girls? So, we were very happy that we were going to Udwara, which would be a lovely trip. I love always, travel in train. I love to travel in train. I don't like traveling in cars, motor cars. Train is very nice, always like. So, I and my sister were happily packing and all that. So, 2 days or 3 days, we got prepared to leave, but my mother had gone to this young lady's place. It's not far away, just next house, but not next to us. There was a nice field in the middle, and then this house is a bit further away. So my mother went and asked this girl, this young woman, that we are going to Udwara. Won't you like to accompany us? We'll be a nice party together. Oh yes, this young woman said, why not Udwara? I haven't been to Udwara for quite some time, and I would like to go with you. And so she did accompany us to Udwara. We went there to Udwara. My sister was not feeling well. She was not eating, no appetite, and so on. And when we reached Udwara, we were there. We were going to stay there. You don't have to stay there for more than 8 days. Most people, 4 days or 2 days. You just pray in the big fire temple. You offer your sandalwood there and whatever, I don't know. Anyway, there's a lovely beach there near the seaside. So, staying in Udwara for first 2 days, and my sister was feeling quite okay. Her health improved and she was eating well, more than we could eat, I think. And yes, good appetite, and she was quite herself and happy and quite well. My mother saw the change, and my mother was very happy. So she had more faith in Baba. But then we returned home after 4 days. We returned home after 4 days, I think. And we came home. After we reached home, after about 8 days, something, my mother started to think about this young woman. That my sister got well at Udwara, obeying Baba, but what about this young woman? When will she marry now? It's 40, and who's going to marry her when she was young? Nobody. Offer of marriage. My mother was so in her heart, you may call it, about her feelings. She was very sorry for this girl and so on. But the days went on like this. So I don't know, after a month or 2 months, that detail I don't know, the time, but there was a time that an offer of marriage did come for this girl who was nearing 40. And can you imagine, she got married. So my mother was so very happy to see this girl happily married. So my mother had more love and faith for Baba. Obeying Baba is most important. And so her full faith and love in Baba made also, Baba helped, you know. So it is really like a miracle. This girl was very good looking, young girl, a woman, as you call her, and she was 40, nearly 40, 39 going up to 40 maybe. And yet she got married after coming from Udwara. So my mother had so much love and faith in Baba. Then that's later on how, when Baba came to Pune, and later on, next time, she used to go to see Baba. And this time Baba was another, Mahmudan Baba lover's house, Baba was. And there my mother went to see Baba, and Baba, she wanted to talk privately. And at that time she must have told Baba she wants to stay with him, to serve him, to serve a perfect master. At that time we did not know about that Baba was the avatar. We thought, he was a perfect master. We knew that he was perfect master. We didn't know about avatar. So my mother wanted to stay with Baba and serve him, to serve perfect master is the real thing to do. And so Baba said, how can you serve me and stay? Because I'm not staying in one place. I come and go to Mehrabad just for a few days, and I have to travel in India for my work and for my reason. I have to go around and Kashmir and other places. You know, Baba has to go. I don't remember now, Banaras and many other places Baba has visited. Ajmer Sharif and so other places, many other places. Quetta, he went a bit late. I don't know when he went. That I don't remember. Anyway, then Baba said to my mother, when I decide to stay in Mehrabad permanently, I will call you, Baba said. Yes. And Baba did keep his word, his promise, as you say. Because when Baba came to Mehrabad, what year was it? 1924. That time Baba told us to, after Quetta we were staying. Before that we were, did stay with Baba, didn't I tell you? Left home with a bedding and this, what you call it, trunk. We came to Mehrabad, we stayed with Baba 15, 20 days night, to stay in Mehrabad, even at the night time. Was we, my mother and myself, were the very first to stay in Mehrabad, very first women. But Baba had his old aunt, middle-aged, and she was with us. And so my mother, and she used to cook for the Mandali, and I used to help, what help I could give. I've said this. Yes. So, yes, so we went, Nagar and Baba used to come and go. Yes, that's a different period now. I'm going to Quetta, that's different now. Then we returned to Quetta, we went to this place, Krishna Quarters. And here we stayed, Baba told us to meditate and stitch shirts for the poor at that time. And then we came to stay with Baba. And I told you how we were not using pillows. Did I tell you that? Yes, then that's over. Then that's... Yes, we heard Baba sing most beautiful. He had the most beautiful voice. Nobody had that, such a beautiful voice. Baba's voice was very beautiful. And he on sitar, Baba always sang on sitar. Never on harmonium. Never. Only on sitar Baba sang. Adi used to play the sitar. Baba played the drum. And his fingers were very lovely on the drum. Did I tell you about that? Baba asked me what to think about. Yes, I think so. That was the time then. Then we went to Quetta, and then we came back, and then we stayed in Kusha Quarters, and then we stitched the shirts for the poor, you know. I told you that. And then we came to stay with Baba permanently. That's 1924. Quetta must have been 1923. Year, I don't remember. Year, what year now? That I don't remember. So I told you the experience my mother had, you know, with Baba. There's something else also. I forget. Yeah, you're going to tape Gaima? No, you can't go there to tape her, no? Maybe she has a few stories to tell.
I'll ask her.
Because I wouldn't like to say the story that she has. I know it, but I shouldn't say.
Mera, when did you all come to stay at Meraza?
You know, that is also, I'm puzzling about it. This new house is built in 48. So it must be 44 that we came to stay here, 1944. 44 or 43. That year I don't remember. We never kept a diary, at least I didn't. I don't know about money. But the others may know. And there was an old, not old, it was built, but was not built well. Single brick wall and all that had already cracks in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this house was built 48. We came in 43, 44 anyway. How can it be 44? It must be a bit earlier than 44, must be 43. Anyway. Yes, that was a house that had only one room, a tiny little narrow room that was only Margaret's bed fitted in, this little tiny little room just for another bed. So after 1 month, we stayed here before, that is, let me see, no, Gavi was with us, not Gavi, in the beginning Gavi was not with us. Mani, myself and Mehru, and Margaret and Walu, five of us, and Baba. Baba rest at night in that cottage, and be in this cottage. Anyway, Baba had Manli with him to look after him. All that. Because Baba can't speak, so he has to have someone all the time with him. Can't speak means he didn't speak. That was 43, 44. Yeah. Now, life like we keep house of Baba, cook, and then I was to come back and from the Mandali as Baba's coming up the garden path from far. When he saw me, I said, see Baba coming. So Baba asked me, is the food ready? Asked Nadja, so I to run and ask Nadja. And Nadja said, oh, it's only half an hour, then it'll be completely ready. So I came out to tell Baba. Baba standing in the garden. Said, so Baba, only half an hour, it'll be completely ready. Baba said, oh, right, I will come. Then half an hour. And Baba was so naughty, he came by, about 10 minutes, you know. Within 15 minutes he came, you know, maybe only 10 minutes. And he came, and here, poor Nadja was not prepared. The rice was still steam on steam, as we call it, you know. It has to be put on slow fire. So when Baba came, then, of course, we talked to Baba and did things rather slowly to give Nadja time to get the rice well cooked. Baba knew, Baba would smile, and Baba would then talk. And then I still give Baba a plate to eat and spoon to serve the rice and that thing, ready, get ready, then bring the chutney over if Baba wants a chutney and so on. By that time, then Nadja would say, yes, it is all ready and she's to bring a food. Baba had those days dal rice, curried rice. Those days Baba was vegetarian. For many, many years, Baba was vegetarian. Since Baba then kissed Baba was vegetarian. But what year, that I don't remember till how long. But we had Noreen and Elizabeth stay in this house, but a little bit later, not in the beginning, much later. In the beginning, only Margaret was with us. Yeah. And Baba told her to mind the well, guard the well, because the villagers would come in, you know, their steps to the well. They would come and who knows, they'll wash their feet or what would they do? They can't trust them. So anyway, they put their ropes that were not so clean with a pail, bring out water, and take it up the hill, you know, the Shiva hill next here to Baba's hill. So Baba said to Margaret, nobody must approach the well, she must guard it. So it was very hot in those days. It wasn't this pleasant weather at all. It was end of May. It was rather very, very hot. So we told Margaret she must keep onions in her pocket. So she used to have two onions in both the pockets, and she said, those two onions kept me alive. She said, it was so hot outside. She had to take turns in the sun to see properly that there was nobody. Then again, come back in the shade of the tree, but she had to be outside, not come in the house. And it's very difficult for Margaret, but she obeyed Baba. That was wonderful. That was the first day. And then after a month or so, Baba called, sent for Nadja to come. Then Nadja stayed with Margaret in the same room. That time, Sarosh had given Baba this lovely cat, you know, Geisha, Siamese cat. Baba gave it to Margaret to look after it. And so the cat, but she had a little cage in the night. She must be in a cage, you know, biggish cage. in sand and inside there, because we'll be jumping around. And Naja and Margaret's bed, very close together, tiny room in just the geisha, just enough space for one to walk, and it was very, very small, narrow room. And so on. We didn't have the... We had a little pantry, where we couldn't cook there. And it's a long story. Balu, she brought stones, gathered stones, and she built a little kitchen. The foundation was there, but there was no wall there. So she got an idea to build a wall, but she didn't have the good stuff of cement and other things. So she made of this clay, you know, this earth, she had to knead it up well. And stones, she made lovely kitchen, a very small kitchen, but it was a kitchen. And we used it for quite some time. Then she, after finishing that kitchen, she got an idea. There was another foundation next to it. So that also she built. The day she was building and she got the whole thing built, so Baba liked her, what do we call it? The work she put in with so much love, you know. So Baba had this tin roof, and so we used this big kitchen now, and then the small one was given for, at that time, servants also, 2, 3, and there's a Hindu girl, another also later, she came to stay after Naja came. So they used to make the jawari roti in a small kitchen, this, because there used to be too much smoke, so in this other kitchen, then our food was being cooked, separate our cook. But when this house was being built that time, this kitchen that was not made of cement and mortar was a good strong thing. No, it was made of house mud and all that. No, the stones were there, but to catch the stones together, Balad used well-kneaded. Kneaded means mixed with water very well, and she had made the walls very strong and good. But when this house was being built, Baba said that kitchen must be built now, permanent, with cement and lime mortar. What do you call this? Mortar? You call it mortar? Yeah. Well, then that kitchen was brought down. And anyway, it served a purpose. We used it for quite for some time. And then later when this house was being built, then that kitchen was built permanent, to be used permanently strong. And it was, and then very beautifully. Of course, we had to give the plan how it should be, because next to that kitchen should be another room that will serve as another kitchen, because Brahma has to make morning tea, toast, and bake a few chapatis, so that can't be in that same kitchen. It has to be just next door. And Baba's water for Baba to wash his face and shave, that water was to be made, heated in the second kitchen. That room comes very useful. And so on. We made the whole plan and showed them how we wanted. So they built. That was 1948.
Did Saroj build this?
What?
Did Saroj build this? Or help them? I
think so. I don't know the detail. Must be Saroj must have built it. Yes, must be Saroj. Who else that time? Saroj, 48. We can find that out, no?
Can you tell us that story of the time Baba rode with you in the Nulak caravan? You said Mani Blank.
Nothing much to tell. We all sit in the caravan. What is there to say? Baba is, what do you call it? Baba rode in that caravan. Would you say rode or what? Yes, rode. You ride the caravan inside, you get in, and you ride in it, you know. Well, Baba has used it as road. Origin? I can't get the English word. Road origin. Anyway, Baba has used it. Why, as I told you, was Mani's leg was, you know, kneecap. I don't know what happened to it. It was maybe just to go. I don't know what happened. She got a catch here, very serious, and she sat down, and so she was very painful, and then Dr. Donkin came and helped her to Baba in the caravan and manipulated the thing and so on. She was tied and bandaged, and so Mother said she has to ride in the caravan now. Her knee has to be rested. So Baba told her to be seated in the caravan. Of course, then Baba told us all to be in the caravan. Baba being with us, Baba was with us in the caravan. That time, Jai Baba. Jai Baba. You just now came?
I was over at St. Eric's. I came from
Jai Baba.
So did he ride with you for just a few miles?
Yes, a few miles. Then the funny thing happened that when we were walking on the road, there was one person in the oxen cart, bullock cart, there are bullock carts everywhere. So this person asked us, where will we be going? People like us, we would be going in a motor car. Why are we walking like this? So Mani told, we are going to Haridwar, walking to, we have to go walking to Haridwar.